Welcome. Carolyn Heinrich joins us today to discuss important issues related to designing performance standards and incentive systems for government programs. She's a professor at the LBJ School of Public Affairs at the University of Texas at Austin and is the director of their Center for Health and Social Policy. She's also the co-editor of a new book called The Performance of Performance Standards, which is the focus of our interview today. Carolyn, welcome.
Nice to see you, Andy.
So the book focuses on the Job Training Partnership Act, or JTPA, which was one of the first major programs to have outcome-based performance standards and incentives for performance. And you note that there was variation in those standards and incentives across job training programs in the U.S., across states, in other words, so you could use that variation to study the effects of different approaches. And I know that the book highlights three lessons from JTPA. I'd like to ask you to tell us about that first lesson, which is that agencies respond to incentives. Tell us more.
Well, what we've seen, we actually have seen this beyond employment and training now, is that, you know, you don't have to have these be high stakes in terms of, you know, large pots of money people compete for, or like they did in the UK, the name and shame type of behaviors. It seems like even small incentives or just the idea that there's recognition of performance is enough to motivate public agencies to respond. So I think you may have heard this line before, what's measured is what matters. So if people know that their performance is being measured against something, even if there aren't individual consequences, you know, maybe for the program administrator directly that they see, you know, their own pay, let's say, isn't tied to it, we find that people are very attentive to it. And the ways in which people respond sometimes are what we intend and sometimes not what we intend, but are logical responses that don't always, you know, end up adding value to the programs. I think this is something that we especially need to watch in the future, the dynamics. You've just seen it happen as they've expanded performance incentives in public schools. You know, teachers teaching very specifically to the test, changing, you know, erasing answers on tests and correcting answers before it's submitted. Focusing efforts on certain kids who are close to the getting them over a passing level. So you've realized that you don't always anticipate in advance, right, what kinds of incentives are going to be established by those performance measures. But once you see how people respond, you need to make adjustments so that if there are perverse or unintended responses, you correct those. And sometimes, initially, the relationship between how people respond and your goals might be in sync, and then over time, that might change as well. So in some degree, right, teachers who put more effort into teaching math, that will be good, right? But if it continues to neglect of, let's say, science or other important subjects, then it becomes perverse and you may need to reorient or better balance or change certain aspects of it. So the word that's been used often is gaming, right? And if you identify gaming, and gaming can also be just thought of as a logical response, right? The stories in the UK of where they set a target of ambulances, someone arrived in an ambulance, they need to be into the emergency room and treated within 4 hours. Well, when the hospitals got full and they couldn't do that, they would just have the ambulances wait outside. And so once you realize that's happening as a way, you know, when there's pressure on people to perform and they're trying to meet those targets, then you realize, well, that's not really the target we intended. We need to make an adjustment, or the response we intended, we need to make an adjustment to that measure so that it can't be gamed in that way anymore.
The second lesson is that current performance standards don't necessarily predict long-run gains. In other words, the performance standards that JTPA used may have been effective in motivating staff to meet short-run performance goals, but that didn't necessarily mean those standards influenced the longer-term primary goals of the program, which was, in that case, increasing participants' employment and earnings. I refer viewers to the book to learn more about that. For the sake of brevity, I want to move on to the final lesson, which is about cream skimming. And the lesson is that the cream skimming problem is overstated. And for viewers who may be unfamiliar with that term, cream skimming means focusing on more advantaged participants in the caseload. So for an example, in an employment program, those would be people who are more likely to get a job. So the issue of cream skimming, you found, was not as big of a problem as one might expect. Tell us more about that.
I think the lesson for policymakers would be to realize that, you know, within the people that they try to serve, there probably is going to be some portion of distribution that they could put a lot of effort into, and they're not going to actually generate much in the way of impact. So identifying that group and then maybe referring them to other ways they could be better served would be the better approach than forcing them to equitably serve everybody and then maybe just end up parking people in programs. Or in the U.S., we found they would just assign them to what was called Job Club, where not a lot happened there. They just met with their other peers. So kind of just being more upfront about the fact that not everybody in your eligible population is necessarily going to benefit, and that there has to be some ways in which you're strategic if you are going to have maximize impacts with public dollars.
The book is The Performance of Performance Standards, and it's another piece in a significant body of research in public management and social policy by Carolyn Heinrich. Carolyn, thank you so much for being with us today.
You're welcome, Andy. It's nice talking to you.